There is a real-life toxic firebomb, a cancer-causing gas explosion, mushroom cloud of a train wreck in Ohio, and it's crickets from the media. But they sure are all over the pretend UFOs. Uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable, welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. Well, yesterday was the Super Bowl. And we aren't under any illusions here. We're guessing that a lot of you probably watched it. Maybe most of you. Hell, maybe almost all of you. I mean, after all, it's the Super Bowl. It's a really popular and it's a deeply ingrained part of American life. I personally didn't actually watch the Super Bowl, and I hope that some of you may have done the same, because seriously, everything about the Super Bowl has become decayed and depraved and demonic and satanic and sick. They have End Racism painted in the end zone still in deference to the cult of St. George Floyd. They played the made-up black national anthem before the game. The TV ads, based on discussion online anyway, were unbelievably woke. But it's also the NFL itself. You might remember the NFL did an entire ad campaign just a few years ago about how the NFL is gay and the NFL is trans and every other liberal concept under the sun. The NFL directly orders teams to engage in anti-white discrimination in hiring and promotions. Then there's the actual players in the NFL. Almost none of them are role models. On the other hand, plenty of them are violent criminals and sexual predators, and it's all swept under the rug so long as they're good enough at football. Deshaun Watson sexually harassed dozens of women, probably committed crimes, but it's all shoved out of the spotlight, and he gets compensated $250 million from the Cleveland Browns. And there are dozens of players just like him. And that's just the NFL itself. Now consider the actual event, the Super Bowl itself. It's an entire army of bloated elites enjoying themselves. The Super Bowl is a top prostitution event in America, as well as a top child trafficking event. The halftime show, if you call it that, with Rihanna was full of demonic imagery and satanic worship, just like the Grammys. The guy pretending to be Damar Hamlin was paraded out at the game wearing some blasphemous jacket with a bizarre mocking image of Jesus Christ on it. And we could go on. But the core idea is this. If we can't bring ourselves to even stop watching the Super Bowl, we're never going to have the firmness of character needed to save this country. We have to be the change that we want to see in this country and in the world. And that starts with us stopping being stupefied, passive zombies consuming whatever crap is shoveled at us by the rulers who hate us and want us dead. So that's the Super Bowl. The less said about that, the better, I suppose. We have bigger things to talk about. So instead of a distraction, we're going to talk about the empire of lies that wants to rule over us. It's the regime that used weapons of mass destruction as a lie to get us to invade Iraq. It used the lie of spreading democracy to get us involved in Libya. It used lies about Putin's chemical weapons to try to get us to topple the government of Syria. It's the regime that tells us that COVID is dangerous, that masks and lockdowns are effective, and that a weapon of biowarfare is a safe and effective vaccine. It's the regime that tells us that George Floyd died a martyr and that the explosion of rioting and murder that followed his overdose death was just mostly peaceful protests. It's the regime that tells us the attack on the USS Liberty was an accident and then demands that we forget the heroes of that vessel. And now it's the regime that's adding BS about UFOs to its playbook. In the days before the Super Bowl, we had a sudden worldwide panic over UFOs from Uruguay up to Canada. Supposedly these UFOs are all over the place. So is it aliens? Almost certainly not. But what are they? Maybe Chinese drones, maybe Russian drones, maybe our own government's drones. And they're using this as a highly elaborate deflection. And this week, the entire plot from the book White Noise, which has just been adapted for film by Obama's Netflix, is now playing out on the ground in East Palestine, Ohio. The toxic train wreck scene from both the book and the film is now bizarrely playing out in real life. This is a through-the-looking-glass moment. almost assuredly dreamed up and set into motion by some Ivy League educated scriptwriter turned government paid Goebbels wannabe propagandist. They're clowning us. It's not real. None of it. It's all fake. But it has blood cost. And in that sense, it's all very real. One thing is for sure, though. We aren't getting the whole story. The empire of lies has its way with the truth. But the empire of lies is absolutely nothing new. It's been running for our entire lives. It goes all the way back, at minimum, to one of the biggest lies of all. The lie about the Kennedy assassination. The claim that that assassination was a one-man operation by a deranged Lee Harvey Oswald who supposedly shot and killed John F. Kennedy with three shots in just 6 seconds. This year will mark the 60th anniversary of that assassination, yet even now both Trump and Biden have refused to release all of the classified files about JFK's murder. They're hiding something. Something big. This is one of the most important interviews that we've ever done, maybe the most important, because according to Judith Ferry Baker, Oswald was framed. And she would know because she knew Oswald as closely as anybody ever could. Judith Ferry was born in South Bend, Indiana in 1943. She was one of the top performers in her high school class, even attracted attention for contributions to cancer research. After graduating high school, Judith conducted cancer research in Buffalo, and later ended up in New Orleans, where her path crossed with a young Lee Harvey Oswald. The two of them started to work in a coffee shop, Riley Coffee Company, on the exact same day. Judith says that was no coincidence. Why? Because it was their shared cover job for a CIA operation. Both her and Oswald, she says, were committed anti-Fidel Castro ideologues. Both of them were also in unhappy marriages as well, and so their work relationship soon became a romantic one. Judith says that she developed an idea to kill Castro by infecting him with a strain of engineered cancer so it would look like Castro died of natural causes. The CIA was interested, very interested. One part of the plot, Oswald's plot, she says, was to travel to Mexico and hand the bioweapon off to Cuban contractors, but this fell apart when the devastating Hurricane Flora battered the Caribbean and ruined the CIA's plans. And then, in Judith's telling, the plan somehow pivoted to being an assassination of President Kennedy instead. And because Oswald was already in too deep, she says he was forced to participate in the plot to avoid harm to his family. She says that Oswald hoped to foil the plot from the inside, but he instead was arrested, then killed by Jack Ruby, and became the internationally famous scapegoat that he remains today. Judith, for her part, says that she long remained silent because of a direct threat that she would be killed if she spoke out. But now here we are, 60 years later. After those 60 years have passed, Judith has lived a long life. So she says that it's now time for the truth to win out. So, is Judith's story true? Well, there's certainly pieces of undisputable evidence. She really did share a workplace with Oswald. They really did both start on the same day. She really was a brilliant young cancer researcher. She really did learn how to speak Russian at a young age. So the facts really do line up. She didn't simply invent them after the assassination. Judith has also written a book, Lee and Me, How I Came to Know, Love, and Lose Lee Harvey Oswald. She has another book about her experiences coming out soon as well, and Judith Ferry Baker joins us now. Judith, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate your introduction, and you got so much of it right, and so many people get so much of it wrong. One of the things I appreciate is the fact that you've done some of your homework. And that is not always the case. I have had people say, how do you spell your name? And they're interviewing you, you know. So thank you for a very nice introduction.
Of course.
Lee Oswald, of course, as you know, has been vilified. He's been marked as the sole assassin, and that he alone did all these remarkable things, killing a sitting president. What gets me very disappointed is the fact that so many people now do know that it's impossible for Lee Oswald to have accomplished what they said he did. We have too many witnesses. We have 160 people that, like mathematician Richard Charnin has told us, that he simply could not have done it. We have too many witnesses who were murdered who would have said otherwise. Everyone I worked with, almost all of them were murdered. By the way, I have living witnesses. We had a witness just for two conferences in a row, stood up. She was granddaughter, great-granddaughter of Susie Hanover, my landlady. And she saw Lee at my apartment so often, she has told the world she thought he lived there. So, I mean, I have a lot, there's a lot more we could say about the coincidences. Just not only did we work, join Riley Coffee Company, it wasn't a coffee shop, it was a big industrial place, at the same day. But the day that he was fired from there, they put an ad in to replace me because I had to leave to go along with him to other cover areas where we could work. But go ahead and ask me a question so we can get along here and I will answer them.
Yeah. So as you know, Bill O'Reilly killed his career with his killing series of books, Killing Lincoln, Killing Kennedy, where he obviously blames Lee Harvey Oswald and says that he solved the whole crime. Well, since Trump and Biden and no other former president released the, you know, classified documents surrounding the president's assassination, you were intimately involved with the plot itself. So what did actually occur?
Okay, first of all, most of the key documents we're talking about the Kennedy assassination, they actually involve Lee Oswald himself. When they were supposed to release countless documents, unredacted, according to the JFK Act in 1992, I think it was placed, you know what they did? Oh, they released them all right. We got over 100 pages about Lee Oswald covered with big sheets of white paper. They broke the law right in front of us in 2017 when they were supposed to release all this. And then they said more had to be held back. So then Trump did it, and then Biden did it. Well, when someone is working for the CIA and they are a spy, Lee Oswald was a fake defector. He got paid hazard pay. They're never going to release the true records of his income tax returns. They would have shown that he was getting paid a lot more. We know that after he died, his widow received an anonymous check for $25,000, equal to about $240,000 in today's money. Now, what was the plot? How do you want to start? I had actually given lung cancer using germ-free mice. And it's all, and by the way, all the details are in this book. Lee Harvey Oswald, Me, is the new one. You can go to jfkconference@yahoo.com using PayPal, $42. That's all I'll say. Now, the good news is that we now have a lot of information about biological weapons. And Dr. Alton Ochsner thought he was working on this by himself. He didn't mean to create a biological weapon, but it soon was appropriated by the CIA. That's the quick news. Second is, I had given mice lung cancer in only 7 days. This got all over everywhere. Very important doctors noticed this, and I was placed in fast-track training. I first got connected with, like, learning Russian and all that because when I was 15, going on 16, I invented a new way to get magnesium out of seawater. So we have all these various things that I was doing. I was one of the high IQ whiz kids. So I got special training, got connection with Oak Ridge and Walter Reed. Couldn't have done all that by myself. But the bottom line is that we had extraordinary goal in mind. You see, Castro was aiming nuclear rockets at us, you know, ICBMs. And believe it or not, they never got rid of all of them. You know, Kennedy did this negotiation, but many of the armed missiles were still there, which CIA did not want people to know. It would, you know, it didn't want to instigate World War III or something. So what I was told, you can help with the knowledge you have, and I had it of the SV40 monkey virus and how to handle it, and all the things I can tell you about a little later about that, about the biological weapon itself. But they'd actually been working on it a year when I was brought in. I should have been on the side that was unwitting, but through a series of coincidences, I met Lee Oswald. We both could speak Russian, and we learned a great deal about what was really going on behind the scenes. By the time we were finished with our part of this, the biological weapon was perfected. I'd like you to make a comment.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm just listening to you in amazement. How did the plot switch from infecting Fidel Castro with cancer to killing a sitting president?
Well, what seems to happen is the CIA realized, wait a minute, you killed Castro, but the bioweapon is now in Cuban hands. It's like, don't they think ahead, you know? Or at least that's the way we tried to parse it out. So,
or maybe that was the goal all along. I mean, it's nothing new. Right. It's nothing new for our elites, for our so-called leaders to want to kill us.
Well, at that time, of course, we trusted our government. We were horrified. Lee was asked to hand over the biological weapon to actually in Houston on the way to Mexico City to MD Anderson Hospital. And we have some records on suddenly the CIA is working with MD Anderson in October. Now, of course, end of September is when that material is handed over to MD Anderson. The implications are terrible because we have the records also showing they had cryo equipment. So we know they could put it in deep freeze and basically use it forever whenever they wanted to. We had tested it. I've been accused of injecting prisoners from Angola prison that were placed in Jackson Mental Hospital with this material. I did not. I was in charge of a very important blood test that I invented that was to be used to find out if it took. I agreed before I had objected to using prisoners. That's how come I'm alive. They sent me out of the project. But Lee and I were in love, so we stayed in contact. I have lots of records and witnesses all along the line showing all this material. It's in my book.
So what happened on that day almost 60 years ago? I mean, we see the president in the motorcade. What happened?
Lee realized that because of a gentleman called David Ferry that we were also working with. I have a book called David Ferry, Mafia Pilot. It's because I knew him very well. You'll see him in the film JFK. They don't portray him correctly, all right? A genius. And we had a lot in common in many ways. And unfortunately, Dave got in actually with people who were plotting against Kennedy because he was vociferously angry and telling everybody right after the Bay of Pigs, that damn Kennedy, she ought to be shot. And enough of the right people heard it, and they knew about his talents, his ability as a pilot, and they invited him to be an assistant in parts of this. He said, we feel the same way. These were military officers, a lot of them from Dallas, and then there are others from New Orleans. And now Lee learned of this, and he said, I can't serve. He said, I took an oath to obey my president. He said, I cannot serve or obey a dead president. And he started risking his life to infiltrate these groups. He was allowed to infiltrate various groups because he was pretending to be pro-Castro. CIA was using him for that reason. And that's why he's handing out flyers and pamphlets, because people who would take the pamphlets and not throw them away, they were being watched by the FBI, and some of them they arrested and deported to Cuba because they were Castro spies. So this is what Lee was really doing. Unfortunately, the work he was doing also made him look like he's a Russian lover and pro-Castro, okay, and communist and all that, which he never was. He was a fake defector to Soviet Russia, and he was very proud that he had actually I'm going to tell you something that you won't find in his biography. You're going to love this. People, listen. On October 23rd, 1956, the Hungarian Revolution occurred. And I came from a Hungarian family. Lee and I both heard the same shortwave radio, please, please help us. You promised you would help. The U.S. did promise to help Hungary and encourage them to revolt, and then did nothing, nothing. And Lee is listening to this. He's 17 years old. He had a birthday just a week earlier. The next day, Lee Oswald joined the Marines. You will see that he joined on October 24th because he wanted to fight the Russians. He became a spy by pretending to defect, you know, real defect to the Soviet Union. He was there for 30 months. When I met him, I knew enough because of the anti-Castro work I had been doing. When I saw him and he was not, that he'd been in the Soviet Union for 30 months, came back with a wife and child, and was walking the streets a free man at the height of the Cold War, I took his hand. I said, I know you're a hero. So you have no idea what relief that was to him. He had nobody he could really confide in, you see. And that led to other things. But I knew immediately that this was a brave man.
Amazing. Who shot JFK? Did Lee Harvey Oswald pull the trigger?
Of course not. No, far from it. He joined what's called an abort team. We have Tosh Plumlee, who was a CIA contract pilot, who was fooled into bringing in people who are supposed to do work to in what's called an abort team. And the abort team was following wherever they could, wherever they thought there might be a threat against the president. And they would, now they can't just go and knock guns out of people's hands, that would give it away, but they would obstruct it, or they'd have a shot go off somewhere else, and so it, you know, plot wouldn't work, or they would trace or follow and shadow someone so they were, would be observed at all times and couldn't shoot. They did stuff like that. This time, the plane was filled with people who weren't like that. But Plumlee didn't know it, neither did Lee. Lee had also joined this group. And apparently, of course, I wasn't Dealey Plaza, but I talked to Lee Oswald only 37 and a half hours before the assassination, when he called me and said, they're going to kill me. He said, you know, and Lee could not defend himself and say, I'm CIA. If he'd done that, the Soviets would have killed all his contacts in USSR, you understand, in Russia.
Sure.
He was in Belarus.
Do you know who it is that killed JFK?
How could I know that? But I'll tell you one thing. I know who didn't. And I also know who the chief suspects are. First of all, you're going to have to look at LBJ. They could not have got away with it without his permission. And LBJ made sure Warren Commission that he handpicked some ones. So we have the fox who collects all the other foxes to check who killed chickens in the hen coop. Okay.
Israel attacked the USS Liberty.
Yes.
LBJ covered all of that.
LBJ was behind that too.
LBJ he covered it all up. He's a criminal. He's a war criminal who perpetuated, he basically launched and sponsored an attack on the USS Liberty at the hands of Israel. A lot of people have said that Mossad was involved with the JFK assassination. Do you have any familiarity with Mossad?
Of course. Mossad was working both for and against Kennedy. It really depended on what their aspirations were. They could get him to approve their nuclear war, facilities, and they were developing nuclear warheads and bombs, you know, and everything like that. There was a lot of pressure on Kennedy to inspect that, and he was decided to do it. Certainly that meant that Mossad, who knew some of these plots going on, did nothing to stop them.
Israeli Mossad infiltration has been a real thing here, just like CCP infiltration is the boogeyman. China is the boogeyman. Vladimir Putin is the boogeyman.
Everybody but us. Yeah, absolutely. Everybody did it but us.
The right. United States of America, our government, is the bad guys of the world. Judith worked inside of a bioweapons facility ring and has exclusive knowledge about the way that bioweapons work. We're going to talk about that more as we continue on the other side of the break with Judith. Stay tuned. Don't go anywhere.
Look at me, take a picture, it'll last longer. The mirror on the wall say I'm getting stronger. Ayo, the mirror don't lie. Ayo, the mirror don't lie. Look at me, take a picture, it'll last longer. The mirror on the wall say I'm getting stronger. Ayo, the mirror don't lie. If you want the truth, don't close your eyes.
Heart disease, blood clots, strokes, kidney failure. These can all be found on the back of an ibuprofen bottle listed as side effects. And to top it all off, ibuprofen doesn't even get to the main cause of your pain and swelling problems. It's only temporary relief. It's only masking the true problem, which is inflammation. It's not only ineffective, it's expensive and downright dangerous, especially for seniors to be popping ibuprofen pills. That's why researchers are saying to add this Antarctic supernutrient to your diet. These are omega-3 fatty acids sourced from wild-caught krill. The omega-3 content from krill oil has been shown to support healthy blood pressure, circulation, brain health, as well as reduce inflammation, swelling, and joint pain. In fact, it can outperform ibuprofen, Advil, and Tylenol, and it doesn't have the dangerous side effects mentioned above either. Better yet, for a limited time, you can grab Native Path Antarctic Krill Oil for as low as $23 a bottle. Just go to StopMyInflammation.com right now to get your special offer for being a part of my audience. StopMyInflammation.com. I don't know if this includes you, but a record-smashing, unprecedented, staggering number of Americans are having problems getting the rest that they need, the sleep that they need to function on a daily basis, that REM sleep. They toss and they turn, and they just struggle with it for years. I struggled with it. A friend of mine told me that it might be a magnesium deficiency. Well, I tried several products and none of them worked. Finally, I was introduced to nutrition scientist and champion bodybuilder Wade Lightheart, and he told me that, get this, There are actually 7 critical types of magnesium, and your body needs all 7 in order to get proper sleep. Well, the problem is, because of industrial fertilizers, basically all of the food that we now eat is deficient in these vital nutrients. Magnesium Breakthrough is the only full-spectrum, all 7 forms of magnesium supplement on the market. And let me tell you, this stuff actually works. Not only did it finally fix my sleep, but energy levels went through the roof as well. To learn more, go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Use promo code StuPeters10 to get 10% off your first bottle. Trust me, you'll be glad you did. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Again, magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. You guys know I'm a huge fan of Chuck Norris. Who couldn't be? He's not just an action star. He's a veteran. He's a family man. And he's actually really big on health. But get this. He says that he feels better right now at age 83 than he has in years. And it's from making one single change to his diet. What he realized is that after decades of trying every supplement out there, most of them did nothing for his health. But a few did provide dramatic changes. So he put them all together in one drink that he calls Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines all 10 of Chuck Norris's favorite supplements into one daily drink. It's got probiotics that help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for all those muscles and joints, and several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on earth. Look at this guy, he looks great. I gotta say, I started taking Morning Kick because I'm a fan of Chuck Norris and I trust him, and I can see why everyone is raving about it. What's amazing is how much more energy I have. Digestion is fantastic. I'm thinking more clearly. Obviously, everyone is unique, so results will be different for different people, but for me, it's an absolute game changer. It makes me feel younger. Plus, it tastes great, just like strawberry lemonade. It's become my favorite drink, actually. If you want to try it yourself, head over to AmericaReadySupply.com/Stu. That's AmericaReadySupply.com/Stu. Welcome back. Now, we actually didn't just have Judith Ferry Baker on the program to talk about a 60-year-old assassination of a sitting president, as important as that is. No, believe it or not, her life is a lot more interesting even than that. Remember, Judith Ferry is a biology research prodigy. She has extensive experience in biological research. And according to Judith, back when she was working to craft bioweapons, they had her working with mRNA. That means that she has her own take on the fibrous clots that are popping up in so many dead bodies ever since the COVID shots were rolled out. Judith Ferry Baker is with us now for part 2 of this interview. Thank you so much for sticking around with us. So you had experience working with mRNA, and you think that you might know what these fibrous clot-looking materials are.
Oh, well, that's fibrinogen. You know, of course, it's part of what is in a blood clot, but it's being overexpressed. However, let's go back to my first experience in understanding bioweapons when just a few years before we moved to Palmetto, Florida, the U.S. government sprayed Palmetto with whooping cough. And a lot of people there got very ill, and some of them were hospitalized. We don't know if any died. That was on our own people. They do that, okay? And there's not very much regard to it. Of course, we know that MK-Ultra, you know, they sprayed hallucinogens in a subway and tried them out on people. They've given doses to important people even, and somehow they walk right off, you know, right off a cliff or something. These things go on. I didn't know much about that until I got to New Orleans. I had no idea that how many people were concerned about what was going on in the project. This is because of ethical problems. It had to do, first of all, with using prisoners who are volunteers who are not being told that if they volunteered for this, if the material worked, it would kill them. This is how I got in trouble and was eventually kicked out of the program because I was Judy Ferry when I joined the program. I had married in between before I fell in love with Lee and realized a big mistake I met Lee, and it was too late to stop my marriage plans with Mr. Baker. But I became Mrs. Robert Ellison Baker III, and I joined the Mormons, and that's the way to hide. First of all, nobody can trace you anymore. If you're only Sister Baker, they don't even know your first name.
Now, detractors of this program and detractors of yours are going to say, Judith Ferry is a crazy, unhinged conspiracy theorist and a liar. To them, what do you say?
Well, I have witnesses. I also have a number of people like, well, Jim Mars, who was also, remember, maligned for all his investigations. he turned out to be right, didn't he, about everything. That man sat with me and looked at my materials. You see, they don't read my book. They don't look at my documents. They don't look at the evidence files I have of the work I did. I mean, put them in the room with me. I'll get control of myself here.
I understand.
I feel like I'm a woman against the evil.
I argue
guys,
with, you know? I argue with Jesus about my anger almost every day. It's righteous indignation, right? I mean, look, we're living in the empire of lies under a ruling elite that want us dead and are trying to actively kill our children, open, in the wide open, right now.
If being attacked by these trolls, you're over the target. It's a badge of honor to be called a conspiracy theorist today.
That's right.
Absolutely. It wasn't tagged as mRNA back then, all right? But we definitely knew what was going on. The SB40 monkey virus is what was actually mutated. We used a linear particle accelerator over at U.S. Public Health Service near the Crippled Children's Hospital in New Orleans. Dr. Alton Ochsner was in charge. Why? Because he had a grandson that in front of the press and everybody got everybody together and ejected that boy and his little sister, who was a couple of years older, with a vaccine, polio vaccine, from Cutter Labs. And 11 days later, his grandson was dead. And his granddaughter had polio. That's when Dr. Ochsner realized that we listen and believe our doctors when maybe we shouldn't. And he was an excellent top of his line. And then he realized in 1960, you see that Ochsner comes out and says, doctors, and this went all over the United States, doctors need to join the Cold War. And he did. And the CIA, we have records showing that until November of 1963, they were still associated with Ochsner's clinic, CIA. We have those records. And of course, that's when Kennedy was shot.
Well, Ralph Barrick at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, is no secret anymore. We've exposed the fact that he is the inventor, the creator, the person solely responsible. If you're going to point at one person, it would be Ralph Barrick for the SARS-CoV-2 genetic sequences.
Well, good for you. You had, back in January of 2020, I looked at the genome, and because before the Chinese pulled out some key parts, you know, and they executed the guy who put all of it together and showed it to us. So I'm looking at the genome and I know all the sequences because I have a memory that won't quit. Okay. I mean, we're talking about hundreds of thousands, but there you look for certain changes because these respiratory viruses, they're extremely complex, enormous. They mutate quickly. This is why it's silly to get a vaccine against them, because whatever you create, it's going to pop around it because it'll make another strange little mutation and that vaccine isn't going to work, but they'll make a lot of money for the companies doing that. Now, that same respiratory virus, I looked at the genome and said, dear God, somebody took a machete to this thing. There's no way an animal could have gone through this kind of set of animals.
Born in the wild.
Then I looked at Chapel Hill. I looked at University of North Carolina, the last place I knew they were working on this. This is, believe me, you're right on target. Most people don't realize it's University of North Carolina is where we find the first evidence. The Chinese scientists working there for some 8 years. And what happens, there's anti-Chinese sentiment during the Trump administration. And what? They're kicked out of University of North Carolina after being there for years. 6 months later, we have COVID.
In East Palestine, Ohio right now, journalists, the press that's trying to cover this Chernobyl-type event are being arrested.
You realize how they should have handled that? Here's what you have this toxic material. The last thing you want to do is set it on fire. You try to drain it off, okay, into new containers. You don't set it on fire. This is not only insane, but it creates a heck of a lot of interest. If the UFOs doesn't do it, that'll do it. So we'll never get around to the fact that we are uncovering the crime of the century, or of any century, probably.
That's right.
Genocide. It is actually, they're killing our people.
Do not be distracted by UFOs and fake China spy balloons. Right. Do not be distracted by the Super Bowl and by Damar Hamlin or whoever's pretending to be him. Do not be distracted by any of these investigative hearings or, you know, these committee hearings. When was the last time a Republican-led investigation or committee hearing made a difference in your life? It never has. We are the bad guys.
Hearing.
Yes.
Any hearing to do with, look at what Richard Nixon did, for heaven's sakes. Richard Nixon is one that made it possible for us to have these clinics that are for profit and made it far more profitable for insurance companies and so on to go and peddle. Do you realize that insurance companies will never go out of business in the United States? They make so much money. They're the ones that decide what kind of medical treatment you're going to get.
That's right. This is killing for cash. This is murdering for money. And the hospitals, which are for-profit businesses, are colluding with insurance companies
to kill Americans. Let's go back to the virus, because when that thing first came out and I detected, I sent out 200 handbooks in March 2020 telling them to get yourself ultraviolet lights, get D3. And a couple months later, I said, and added to the vitamin D3 and quercetin, I said, get quinine, because they're not going to let you use the hydroxy, the HCQ. Okay, they're not going to do it. And of course, they didn't. Because why? Why? That would have wiped out the symptoms. I got COVID, and I had it for 12 hours. And I'm going on 80. Okay, I was not vulnerable. Why? Because I got my D3. That's the first thing. Our country, we always have flu season every year, folks. Listen, we have flu season because you go into the house and you're not getting enough sunlight to create vitamin D3, and then you're vulnerable to the flu. So what do the CDC say? Get inside, stay quarantined, stay close to each other so you can pass this to the whole family. And whatever you do, don't get exposed to D3, and they close the beaches. I mean, everything like that going on is so anti-science. And Fauci stood up there and said, I am science. What hubris. What? And by the way, it's Fauci who invented the idea. Oh, we have, because I was in Brandon, Sarasota. There was that big case in Sarasota. This poor kid had AIDS. And it's Fauci who said he has to be quarantined. Nobody can get near him. Anybody's, you know, we have to, just radicalized everything. He tried remdesivir over on the Ebola virus. It didn't work. Killed 53% of the people that were exposed to remdesivir. And he's got all this remdesivir that they created, and they foisted it on American people in the hospitals.
Intentionally to spike the numbers of COVID deaths while they were murdering people, separating them from their families, and filling them with this venomous, toxic, renal failure-causing remdesivir. That's what was happening.
They're going to divide us by sex. You won't know whether you're a man or a woman. They're going to divide you by race. We don't care about each other's color anymore, but now we do, suddenly. They divide us by our age groups. Little kids cannot play on the playground with older kids anymore. They divide us by religion. They're bashing Christians right now. It could have been before that bashing Muslims, but the point is, don't believe in anything. Take it all away. Don't raise your children with any kind of hope or ethics. That means they're going to drink and eat and be merry, because tomorrow we die. They have no hope either. It's breaking my heart.
The hope is in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior.
I was an atheist, and I was very bitter because of all that I had seen, and I had participated unwittingly until it was too late in creating a cancer biological weapon utilizing SV40 and its mutants. And Jesus Christ came to me in a dream and looked at me with disappointment. Do you know what hell is? Having him look at you. Because with my IQ and all the things I knew, and here all I had done is participated in something that could kill people. I almost wanted to kill myself, but Lee said, he told me, please stay alive. He said, please, I want you, because we loved each other so much. He said, please tell my little girls that I was a good guy. That's all.
Well, now you're here to tell the world and through your books.
And,
get them wherever they're sold.
I know my stuff. I just want to say that the any virus that they're going to go and frighten you with, they will create. They've got one in the. I'm looking at what they're doing, and we have George Webb. I really hope that you interview him because of what he has found out about. I'll just say we know the base of this comes from the World Economic Forum and from the elites. It's pervasive. It's a world control thing that's going on, and they want to do it. But it looks like, and I'm predicting first, we're going to have a massive cancer epidemic.
Absolutely. 100%.
I predicted furry tongue almost as a joke. As a
George Webb has been on this program several times in the past. I've got about 30 seconds left here, Judith. So okay. Whatever you were saying.
Watch out for the epidemic. It looks like it will come to attack children. So they'll get all these kids vaccinated. We need to stop mRNA, messenger RNA. It must be illegal, must not be used in vaccines. That's what they're doing next. They're going to have all the babies injected with mRNA. You do not want that. It has to become illegal to use messenger RNA.
Yeah, amen. Incinerate the entire supply. Make it a criminal offense to use it or deploy it. Arrest everybody who's responsible for inventing it and promoting it and releasing it and sponsoring it and calling it safe and effective and pushing it. And take down every single one of these 5G towers across this country by any means necessary. Lee Harvey Oswald and Me by Judith Ferry Baker. She's holding it up right there. Get it wherever books are sold. Judith Baker, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it so much. God bless you.
You too.
Thank you. Yeah, so it's no secret that they're trying to kill us and our kids. Kill us physically, kill us spiritually. And so, of course, naturally, they will attempt to kill you financially. Protect yourself with gold and silver. Call Gold Co. 855-706-GOLD, 855-706-GOLD. The imminent electronic banking debacle at risk right now. Checking accounts, savings accounts, IRAs, 401ks, investment accounts. They'll steal it all. Protect yourself with physical gold and silver. Plus, get up to $10,000 in free silver when you mention Stoop Heaters after calling Gold Co. 855-706-GOLD, 855-706-GOLD. The powerful Stoop Heaters Show will be back in 60 seconds. Everybody now knows that we live in an upside-down clown world under an empire of lies, a murderous regime. So previously, it may have sounded crazy, but I'm sure you won't be surprised to learn that liberals are very upset that people like me are advertising the Vanish holster. They cannot stand how this holster has helped get more Americans armed than ever before. What's so special about this Vanish holster, you might ask? Well, simple. It is the most comfortable holster ever. The most comfortable holster I've ever worn. I have plenty of experience, 15 years in bounty hunting, lots of experience with holsters and firearms. And when you get a Vanish holster, you'll never stop carrying because you'll forget you're even wearing it. Plus, the Vanish holster saves you money. That's because it fits 99% of all semi-auto handguns. It works without a tactical belt. It lets you carry in multiple positions. It carries two fully loaded magazines. And best of all, because you're a viewer of this program, you get it for $50 off. I am told that this discount is set to expire soon, so kick in your special pricing. Lock it in right now. Go to vanish.com/stew. That's VNSH.com/stew. VNSH.com/stew. It's all back for the money-back guarantee, and I believe them when they say it's the only holster that you'll ever need because it's the last one that you'll ever buy. Vanish.com/stew right now, today, before this discount expires. A natural and holistic way to treat yourself for your joint pain or your muscle pain or your ligament pain, to boost your immune system, to get rid of toxins in your body, to combat stress and anxiety, to deal with migraine headaches and allergies, try CBD. Try CBD from hemp from God's earth, the all-natural treatment that a lot of people are using for things like Parkinson's disease, kids with ADHD. Replace the poison-pushing doctors that are murdering us with neurotoxins and try CBD with absolutely no negative side effects at all whatsoever. My CBD company is Curable, K-U-R-I-B-L, Curable.com. Go to Curable.com. Use promo code STU for 20% off site-wide on all of their products. I choose to use Curable because it's a family-owned business, and I know where all the hemp is sourced right here in my home state of Minnesota. I know it's not going to be filled with pegylated lipid nanoparticles or graphene oxide when I shop at Curable.com. You go there, too. Get 20% off site-wide using promo code STU at Curable.com. Drag queen story hours and children's drag shows have become such a routine that it's sometimes easy to forget just how horrifying they actually are. Drag queen story hour isn't simply garish and gross and inappropriate. No, it's an attempt to exploit young children for the sexual kinks of perverts and pedophiles. That's what it's about. Drag queens are doing story times because it gives them a sexual rush to perform as fake cartoon women in front of children. And for pretty much all of this, these sexual kinks extend to them wanting to have sex with children. Drag queen shows are about enabling pedophiles. People who tolerate these shows are tolerating pedophilia, period. There are zero exceptions. But despite that, there are fake Republican lawmakers who don't just tolerate these shows. Some of them actually attend them One of these drag shows is a blasphemous Christmas drag show in Austin, Texas, just before the new year. The show was advertised for all ages. This all-ages show included crude sexual simulations, men wearing cartoonishly fake large breasts, and songs like Screwed Off the Red-Nippled Reindeer, which was literally a giant pantomime of gay sex. At least 20 children were in attendance at this show. And there were far more horrors than what we just mentioned. Taylor Hansen is an independent journalist and field reporter who's closely covered drag shows targeted at children. He was at this drag show and saw absolutely all of the horrors on display. He joins us now to recount what he saw. Taylor, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Of course. Thanks for having me, Stu.
Yeah. I mean, that's what this is, right? This is an attempt to satisfy their kinks and their fetishes and ultimately have sex with children.
No, you're completely right. I mean, there's no other way of putting this is they are grooming children sexually. I mean, there's no, you know, ifs, ands, or buts about it. They openly talk about this. They say, you know, when I've interviewed multiple of these, drag queens, which they should be called drag kings because they are biological men dressed as women getting their knocks off.
That's right.
And they all say the same thing is they want to bring the younger generation and expose them at younger ages to inherently sexual content. And they even acknowledge that it's sexual content. So then they are raised and basically into, they call them drag families. I mean, they're grooming these kids.
What did you see at this Christmas blasphemous drag show?
Just about everything you can imagine, from simulated sodomy, ripping off, basically and sexualizing children's stories, like you said, Screwed Off the Red-Nipple Reindeer. You had men in reindeer costumes and Rudolph costumes dry humping each other, practically naked. You had one performance where it was tits in a box, a ripoff of Justin Timberlake's, I think it was in a box or something, and where the man basically pranced around with bare exposed breast implants, just showing them and gyrating to the crowd. You had, them twerking for the crowd. You had them showing crotches. And at one point, this man actually leaned over and exposed his butthole to the crowd. I mean, so they weren't trying to hold back anything at all. And thankfully, this reporting, it's led to some legislation, but still these legislators, they aren't doing nearly enough.
There were actual lawmakers in attendance at this thing?
So not at this one. There was at the Florida one. So Florida, DeSantis actually came out and I believe revoked their liquor license after he warned them, from my reporting, said, there will be none of this in front of children. I'm not a huge DeSantis fan, but he is honestly the only one to do anything about this at all. But these people need to be being arrested.
Yeah. I mean, DeSantis is only useful to the extent that he will seize the bioweapon shots and arrest everybody responsible for deploying it. Other than that, he has been doing a lot of good talking. This obviously is something that needs to be taken care of and addressed immediately. How many kids, 20 kids were in attendance at this Christmas one?
Yeah, and that's just the amount that I counted. I would imagine there was a little bit more, but I counted a head count of 20 children.
Were these,
and that's just at this one,
like,
Austin show.
Were they targeting these children? Like, were they in their faces with this depravity?
Yeah, throughout the entire show, I mean, you have these drag queens interacting with children and calling out these children intentionally, having conversations with them, saying crude humor to them. At one point, they played a game where they basically recounted their worst sexual experiences and their most gruesome and detailed sexual experiences with the crowd. And they're specifically targeting the parents of these children.
The parents of these children aren't parents at all. Actually, they're demons, and they should be arrested immediately for allowing the sexual molestation to happen. I mean, right in front of them. Who are these parents? And by the way, where is the rest of, the city to be there protesting against allowing this satanic depravity to take place?
Yeah, no, honestly, I was really surprised. I mean, in San Antonio, when this show aired, you actually had a decent pushback from local militias and other groups. But then once it hit Austin, there was absolutely no pushback. I mean, I believe there was one preacher outside that said a few prayers, but that was the full extent. I mean, the city actively involves itself. I've covered, honestly, over about 10 drag shows in Austin alone now. And I mean, Texas is being targeted more than any other state. You think, maybe this is something that would happen reoccurringly in a state like California, where, all of the sexual depravity has been allowed to really take over and flourish. But it's Texas. I mean, everyone says don't mess with Texas, but Texas is the worst out of all these states regarding these sexual drag shows targeted towards children.
Last time you were on this program, I took some of the footage that you had provided to our producers and I put it on Facebook. And I said, this is absolutely an abomination. This should not be happening in our country. For that, I received a 2-day ban on Facebook for hate speech. This is what our government is doing right now, not only tolerating, but actually endorsing and sponsoring and encouraging this kind of satanic overtaking of our country.
Yeah, no, I'm glad you said something about that. As you know, I actually posted my reporting, full-blown reports of this show specifically on Instagram and Twitter, and both of them were taken down for sexual content and nudity. But, you know, it's okay to expose children to this, allegedly. So, you know, it's against the policy guidelines on Instagram and on Twitter and other social media platforms. But and then you can expose children to it. It's just backwards.
Yeah, we are not a serious country, and we don't have any serious lawmakers. We don't have a representative two-party constitutional republic. It's all fake. This is a satanic overtaking. It's a totalitarian overtaking, and it's happening right in front of our face. By the way, with pacified and chilled patriotism, people just sitting on their couches saying, well, just wait till I get involved. Well, I think now is the time. They're grooming and molesting our children right out in broad daylight in the wide open. Where can people find more of your reporting?
Everyone can find my reporting. It's primarily at Taylor USA. It is T-A-Y-L-E-R USA. And that's all going to be on Twitter. That's where I primarily post my reports.
Taylor Hansen, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Stu.
So many people are consuming caffeine for all of the wrong reasons. A lot of people say that they drink multiple cups, even pots of coffee every day. Oh, I need a cup of coffee before I can interact with people. And no, I'm not telling you to stop drinking or consuming caffeine. Actually, it's quite the opposite. But you can do it in a way that's healthy for you, that actually promotes good gut health. Gut health, by the way, responsible for the rest of your body's overall function. It can promote healthy weight loss, more energy. Go to gutcleanseprotocol.com/stew. Again, gutcleanseprotocol.com/stew. The scientific formula that allows you to consume caffeine, but do it in a healthy way and promote that energy, weight loss, and good gut health. GutCleanseProtocol.com/Stu. More of the Stu Peters Show continues in 60 seconds.
Are you getting sick all the time? The bioweapon boosted are breaking our immune systems. Chemtrails fill the skies. Don't fear the shedpocalypse. Destroy impurities. Protect your children with the future of air purification. TrustFilterSuck.com.
Watch how quickly our machine pulls out dust, shedding, quantum dots, mold, bacteria, viruses, anything that grandma might have brought over from Boosterville, California. We drop it down to the ground as a biological inert substance.
Sleep easy with 24/7 protection. Get a unit for your home or the portable device to shield your kids at school. Use promo code STU for huge discounts. FilterSuck.com, your antidote against poison in the air.
A few months ago, we interviewed Israeli electrical engineer Dr. Shimon Yanovitz about signs of self-assembling nanostructures inside of these COVID-19 bioweapon injections. Well, now Dr. Yanovitz says that upon further research, he's discovered even more contaminants and nanotech within the shots. He says he also has evidence that these materials can be transmitted to the unvaccinated via evaporation and condensation. He also has new findings related to vaccine hydrogel technology. We had a lot to cover talking to Dr. Yanovitz earlier today. Of course, for our DirecTV and Dish Network viewing audience, as well as our live radio audience, we're limited to a one-hour broadcast. We didn't have time to air the entire interview, but here's part of what he said.
We have evidence from a scientific paper coming from Thailand. There was an incident there. A nurse dropped a vial. The vial dropped on the floor, snapped. The material from it spilled on the floor. They wiped it off and they put the paper towel or something in the dustbin. And then 15 people got infected with ocular erosion, that's eye damage, and burns to their skin and so on. So we know that the material is volatile and it evaporates and it burns skin and eyes. Suppose one is jabbed and his body contains a volatile material. You know, if one drinks alcohol, you can smell that out of them, right? Because it's volatile through their body. It evaporates. This thing too, presumably. So people exhaling on you who are jabbed are basically transferring some material that can condensate on you and start creating these new structures.
Do you have any idea how one would protect themselves against this kind of viral shedding?
Well, it's not viral shedding. It's just a chemical shedding, toxic shedding. And no, I don't. You know, besides the fact that one should isolate oneself from jabbed people as much as possible, and it's not always possible. So I think, you know, people who are jabbed should be isolated, maybe. But that's not practical, is it?
Well, I don't know about that. Sure, why not?
I have looked at the blood of unjabbed people, my own, and I found that it is full of nanostructures, you know, the structures that self-assemble from the nanotechnology. They've been testing unjabbed people, and I think the findings is that about 80 or 85% of the people who are unjabbed have these structures in their blood. You've got to give them credit. They came up with, you know, a very sophisticated and advanced technology. Such a technology that they have, in fact, conceived of years earlier. There's a document of Johns Hopkins University on how they want to develop what they call self-spreading vaccines.
That's right.
So it doesn't matter if you're jabbed or not. They want you inoculated, in quotes. So they want these things in you, whether you chose to be jabbed or not, Stu.
During the rest of that conversation, which you can find on Rumble or at StuPeters.com, Dr. Janowitz and I discussed the 5G towers and how electromagnetic frequencies can actually control or even kill those who have been inoculated with this, whether they chose to get it injected into them or not. Again, that full interview can be found on the Stu Peters Network on Rumble and as well as at StuPeters.com. We'll be right back. We are seeing unprecedented criminal tax hikes, hyperinflation, a full-blown recession, and it's all part of the grand plan. The billions of dollars that Biden keeps sending to that corrupt, fake Ukraine. The trillions in new taxes that he wants to shove down your throat. The electronic banking system crash, resetting everybody to zero. Checking accounts, savings accounts, 401ks, IRAs, all of it. Zero. But you don't have to be a victim. Protect your money and get up to $10,000 in free silver to do it when you call my friends at Goldco. Goldco has helped to protect over $2 billion in gold and silver for people like you and me. And now they're offering you up to $10,000 in bonus silver when opening a qualified IRA account just for being a supporter of the Stu Peters Show. So whether you want to protect your 50 grand or a half a million or even more, this is your opportunity to protect yourself from our out-of-control, corrupt corporate crime syndicate. Don't be a victim. Call Goldco, 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD. Or go to goldco.com/stew. Nootopia.com/stew. That's where you'll find the nootropics brain supplements that actually make you smarter, more creative, more focused, more driven, and allow you to bust through distractions on a regular basis. 100% legal, non-addictive, totally safe nootropics brain supplements. Get the custom package for you at nootopia.com/stew. In the Trenches with Teddy Daniels every single day on the Stu Peters Network at 1 p.m. Eastern, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Don't forget the Dr. Jane Ruby Show, as well as Shots Fired with Deanna Lorraine on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Crosstalk News airs on the Stu Peters Network. All of these shows can be found, by the way, at StuPeters.com or on our Rumble channel. The Richard Leonard Show is a military-focused show, and of course, Uncensored from Down Under with Maria Z. We're out of time for today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. Until then, God bless you.